Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this edition of Creative Caravan Roadshow. My name is Suzanne Lawrence, and I'm here today with my co-host, Wendy Dewar Hughes. And I'm going to turn it over to Wendy right now and let her introduce today's guest because she happens to know him personally. So, Wendy, take it away.
Great. I am thrilled today to have Wade Pierce as our guest. Wade is an author with a diverse background built on his training and skills in personal development and peak performance coaching. And he blends his online marketing skills with that all-important human touch, which is kind of cool. We all need to know more about that. Wade's online business includes website development, website marketing, social media management, app creation, and all aspects of internet marketing, including selling massive numbers of books on Kindle, which we're going to learn more about in a few minutes. So if you're an author, Wade's insights, I'm sure, are going to be really, really helpful for increasing your book sales. And Wade is also a partner in the Author Success Guild, and we've had a couple of other guests from Author Success Guild, the creators of the Complete Book Marketing System, which helps authors to sell books, which is what we all want to do. So good morning, Wade.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Great. Well, it's morning here on the West Coast. It's probably afternoon elsewhere. So we're going to just jump right in, Wade. And Suzanne's going to start with some questions that she has for you because, like she said, I know you personally, but she wants to know more. So you take it away, Suzanne.
Okay, yeah. I want to remind people, too, that if you're listening to this show live and you have a question for Wade, now's your chance to ask that question. So you can call in to the show at 347-838-8925 and ask your question, too. So let me give you that number again, 347-838-8925. So, Wade, since we're going to be talking about book marketing today, you know, authors love to write their books, but marketing them is kind of another thing altogether because most authors are not really great marketers. So what do you think are the biggest challenges facing authors that want to market and sell their books online?
Well, I would say it's back to the thing about authors like to write, and many authors don't choose to market. And I think it comes from it's a fear, and prior to the fear is confusion. If we don't have understanding or certainty around something, it generates fear that if this action is going to even lead to anything useful, why should I take the action? And so we don't, or we think that the technology is going to be such a burden on our time and our mental energy that takes so much away from our writing that once again we don't act. And for me, one of the biggest challenges I see most authors that I've talked to is I call it noise. And when I say noise, I mean the constant distractions, the bombardments of various sources that are, say, the be-all, end-all to book marketing. So they're drawn here, they're drawn there, it's $100 here, it's $300 there, and then it builds, again, back to confusion. Well, what should I do? What's most relevant right now? So, I mean, that to me is the learning curve, technology, and the noise. To me, those are the largest things that face most authors.
Yeah, and I think that's quite true. As an author myself and also someone who helps other authors, I know that, you know, you think, wow, I don't want to spend all my time marketing because I need to write that next book and get that next book out. So to minimize some of these real issues and set, you know, for time and knowing what to do and learning the technology, what do we do there?
Okay, this is where my passion is. My background is all about understanding strategies. There's a strategy to do everything. And most people, and in many areas of life, have a flawed strategy. It's not that they can't do something. It's not that they wouldn't. And it's not that they wouldn't even become passionate and actually get momentum in an area that they might have resisted in the past. It's because they don't have a clear plan. To me, that's number one. So I would say my recommendation, number one, you just brainstorm with yourself or others in the area of authoring, you know, and selling books, and get an idea of what is my vision? What do I see myself creating? So, in other words, not everyone wants to be a New York Times bestseller, nor should they or nor will they. But if I have a clear plan, then I can take the 20,000-foot view, look down on that plan, and say, okay, now what actions would be the best right now to move me toward that plan, rather than the caterpillar view, which most people make decisions from, uninformed, and they're making decisions that are sort of in-the-moment decisions, as opposed to an integrated, okay, this is the right decision for me right now that will cut through the noise. No, I don't need to buy that. And let me back up for a second. I can say in my own experience that when I got clearer on a plan, I knew exactly what to say no to. And that, to me, that's the most powerful thing that an author can do early, is understanding what they don't need. So I would say have a clear plan, look at the plan constantly, make your decisions based on that vision, not from the caterpillar view or in the moment, the knee jerk.
Okay. I'm going to turn over to Whitney in just a second here, but this sort of brings another question up for me. And that is, how do I figure out a plan? Now, I've gone to your complete marketing system, book marketing system. Will that help me develop a plan for what I'm trying to do as an author?
Well, there's no, of course, I'm completely biased in this response. Absolutely it will, because it's born out of that exact issue. It came out of the very, very place I was when I started 8 years ago online. I knew nothing. And I'm like, how am I going to do this? And there was noise from everywhere. And at that stage, the technological learning curve was steep. So it was born from that, the need to assist other authors, because in the beginning, our dream's high, and the last thing we need is to have it derailed. You know, it's, emotionally, it's already challenging enough to make the change from writer, author, to marketer. So absolutely, the complete book marketing system is literally a step-by-step process. Here's what you do today for 20 minutes, then go back to doing what you love. But you have a plan that you stay on track to, and it's all in one space. So yeah, absolutely, it is.
Okay, so tell listeners, where can they get the complete book marketing system?
Well, they can go at authorsuccessguild.com. That's the easiest way. Right now we're in pre-launch, so it's pretty exciting times for us around Author Success Guild. And then after that, you can just continue to go to that URL, because we'll be transitioning into our officially live site, so they can have access to it. At least it's a great way for you to learn about it, and you can find out as an author if it's for you. It's a great way to experience who we are, what we're about, how it came to be, and every aspect of what it contains.
Okay, great. Well, Wendy, I know you've been working on this Author Success Guild with Wade, so why don't you, I know you've got some questions for him too, so why don't you take it now and ask him what you have got for him.
Great, I'll do that. I totally agree with Wade about Author Success Guild, and the concept, I think, that you touched on, Wade, about getting sort of the eagle's eye view instead of the caterpillar's view is a very tricky one for most authors, because we're kind of too close to the ground, I guess you could say. But just to touch on a couple of other things, before we were the call, we were chatting, and you were talking about the need for authors to build a mailing list. Why does this matter for authors?
To me, this is a huge one. I mean, most businesses, I'll actually back up a bit. Barry Spilcheck, he's one of the authors of Chicken Soup for the Soul. During the interview, he talked about something, and that, to me, it stuck with me for a long time. And he said, your book is a business. You need to treat your book like a business. So first, look at it like a business. Most authors, to me, are like inventors. They're emotionally so connected to their writing that they think they are the book. And that division has to be made at some point. The baby has to be let go of, or it'll never reach its potential. So that's first. Now, why I say that is because until you can look at it as a business, it'll be difficult for you to look at ways to monetize it. And to monetize it as a business, you need a list. Most businesses, if they're in the sales or service area, will have a mailing list fundamentally as part of their business. So as a business, the book is a product. You want a list of future subscribers. And the power of this is, think beyond just your book. So here you are promoting your book, and you realize, okay, I'm going to build a list. So I'll learn the things needed and exactly what to do. I'll build this list, but here's the beauty. This is where the eagle comes in, the eagle's eye view. You get to have a list that you can contact over and over and over again for each future book or each future idea or other books, other authors' books. Remember, the power of your list, you can leverage so many times over. Whereas if you just sell your book and that's it and you don't have a list, you have to keep selling that book over and over again, like a brand new sale. That's extremely difficult, and that's hard emotionally because it takes a lot of time for a small amount of results, which takes you away from the writing, which makes you not like marketing again, and you know, you get into that dilemma. So building a list is essential. You do the work on the front end, and then you leverage that list over time with other offers, other books. And I'll say one other thing about that. If I sign up to a list and I put up my hand by giving my email address, I have put up my hand, I say, yeah, I'm interested in what you've got. And then I buy something you have, I am more than twice as likely to buy from you statistically than someone, me going to another author to buy. Because just like a real estate agent, if I use a real estate agent, or say a friend has, and I haven't used one, I would listen to my friend. If my friends use them all the time, then I use them. I have a trust in them. It's way more difficult for another real estate agent to come to me and try and get me to use their service. So there's the other power. You have a list, you build a relationship, and a relationship is lasting a long term.
That's a really good point. I know that most of us will buy from someone that we already know, like, and trust, rather than somebody new. And from a business perspective, we will also value the things that we are already connected with more than those we don't. So that's a really good point. Now, this morning I was reading something about finding your perfect reader and branding yourself as an author. Maybe you could just touch on those subjects. I realize they're two subjects, but they're kind of interconnected. What are your thoughts about those things?
Well, it's funny because a lot of times you think about not having certain information and then making financial decisions. So I'm going to make a financial decision and I'm about to invest some money in marketing. And I just sort of take whatever was in front of me. Okay, well, I'm going to do that. Yeah, I'm going to go spend it here. But if you don't have a certain piece of critical information, you could spend and spend and spend. So I'll try and draw an analogy from the business world. I mean, if I'm going to continue to spend money without knowing what that money is going to generate, I wouldn't continue to do it for long. So knowing your target market is beyond essential. So in other words, if I'm going to spend $10 or $20 or $100 and just sort of find out, I could do more with $10 targeted right at a specific reader. So identifying that market is the single first step every author should do. Identify their target market clearly, who they are, how old they are, where they hang out, what their interests are, what kind of movies they watch, what do they do. I mean, if you look at like major corporations, they'll use things like the Graves model and, you know, many other things that are so detailed at demographically organizing who their target market is. Everything they write, their ad, the colors they use, the way it's positioned in the market is dialed right in. There's no accidents when you're spending $100,000 for commercial spots. And an author, I know it's smaller, and I know we're just trying to sell, you know, get going selling our books, but why not model what successful businesses do? Copy them. So that would be my response, definitely. And then back to your comment on branding, what is it that you're trying to communicate to the market? So once you know your demographic and you know your target reader clearly and intimately, and you literally in your imagination can have a conversation with them, that clear, then your brand. What is it you want to leave the impression in their mind so that when they are not talking to you or not at your website or not looking at your book, they glance at something and they're reminded of the brand, or they see it and hear it and it embodies what you're trying to convey. I mean, that is an art. Branding is a specific lesson in our course as well. There are elements we need to master, but fortunately not all at once.
Yeah, I have another question, Wade, that's come up when you're talking, if I could kind of just interject a second, because I know that I deal with a lot of beginning authors, and this radio show, we're geared primarily right now at fiction, you know, people who write fiction. So I know some questions that are sort of coming to their mind is, when you say we've got to have a list, one question comes to mind, well, how do I build a list? And the next question that comes to mind is, once I've got a list, what do I do with it? Maybe I'm only going to publish one book a year, so I can't just send out a newsletter or something once a year. So they need to know, what do they give people on the list? So we may not have time to go over all that today because I know we want to talk about Kindle. So my question is more like, will the answers to these questions be in the complete book marketing system?
Absolutely, but I can definitely answer that and integrate it into the conversation on Kindle because they come from the same place. Once you have the list, focus on that as being the thing that matters rather than learning every aspect of how you're going to leverage that list. I assure you, your imagination will be stimulated once you have a list. You won't be wondering what to do with the list. And I'll share some things with you now. I would say, in terms of the Kindle, if you don't mind, are you okay with me just moving into a Kindle conversation so I can tell you exactly how you'd build it and how to leverage it?
Absolutely. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Kindle is a great resource. There are lots of courses on Kindle, so I'm not going to go into how to do keywords and all these things promotional around Kindle inside Amazon. I'm more of an outside the box thinker. In other words, be creative. I'm going to stimulate your listeners and authors to be creative and think differently. And hopefully through this call you will. So I use Kindle, and I'm going to encourage your listeners to do this too. Is get a Kindle book. And I don't care how long it is. It may not be the be-all, end-all book that you're ever going to write, but get something up and use it to build your list for free. So think about that. Most mailing lists, it costs money. It costs time, and there's a cost to develop a client. That's just business. So as an aspiring author with limited resources, what if there was a way that you could build a list for free? Now, people say, well, it could be free on your website. Well, not if you don't have any traffic. So most authors don't have the traffic to build a list, whereas Kindle has, needless to say, lots of traffic going there. So when you get good at, there's some courses around, I don't have time to go into that stuff, where you can get yourself listed rather high in your niche that you're trying to promote. And what you do is you have your Kindle book, and there's two aspects to this conversation. First is when you have a Kindle book, you're allowed every 90 days to let people download it for 5 days for free. So there's a 5-day block every 90 days. That book can be given away. And people say, well, why would I give it away? I'm trying to make money. No, you're trying to build a list so that you can make money ongoing instead of just one 99-cent sale. Think bigger. Again, the eagle view. Don't think of the caterpillar. So why would I do that? Well, for 5 days, I give it away. You're going to obviously get more downloads when it's free. And in the opening page of that, there's a link in it. And they say, click here to get your additional bonuses or extra resources or extra chapters, bonus chapters to this book. They click on it. They go to what's called a landing page. That is extremely simple. 2 or 3 bullets that summarizes the add-on chapters or whatever you're about to give them. Maybe it's an audio recording. Doesn't matter what it is. And then an email capture form. That's it. The likelihood of that person following through on that is exponentially higher than coming to your website because they've already downloaded the book. They've taken an action. They're interested. They're reading it. In the very opening page, they're directed to go get some more freebies. They're going to do it. So then they go and submit their email address. And what I'd recommend after that is as soon as and this landing page is easy. It's like 3 bullets and an email capture form. They submit, and then immediately it takes them to that freebie. They download it, and then you program in advance. They're called autoresponders. Emails that automatically go out. You might have 3 or 4 pre-written, and it could be other pieces of content or just more comments, different things about you, your business, and they may not even be focused on selling. And then you continue to follow up with them, ultimately, with offers. But the goal, number one, is build a list for free, 2, build a relationship with that list, then sell. That's completely different than, hi, here's my book, buy it. You see, if you hear the difference there, it's completely different. You're forming a relationship. And now I'm going to go on to the series aspect of it, and then I'll wind this part on Kindle up, is if I have the option to give away a book for 5 days for every 90 days, it behooves me to have 12 of these at some stage. And a Kindle book need only be 7,000 to 10,000 words. I'm not talking about novels. So every book now has a 5-day block, I can give it away for free, times 12. So virtually every single week, I'm giving a book away for free. I'm getting free emails every week for basically ever because it's 12-week cycle finishes, that's 90 days. The same 12 books, once a week. So now you're building a list for free. You're targeting, you're the people that are putting up their hands. It's targeted. They've told you they're into your stuff. And then, you know, before the close of this call, if you have another question, I'll give you some other ways that you can leverage that list if you'd like. But I'll stop now. I've been talking for quite a while.
Could I ask you one question about the 12 books? If those 12 books, I think that's a great idea. I love this kind of thing because it's a system that we can follow. You know, we can put this up here. But if we've got these 12 books that we're floating around, and every day then we're going to have a free book, you know, different one for 5 days, is that okay to have these 12 books? They don't have to be different books that you're never going to sell. It can also be the books that you're really planning to sell. It's just they have that five-day window for each of them where people can get them free. Is that right?
I'll tell you what. And not only are you absolutely true and you're accurate with that statement, you are absolutely going to sell those books. Those books are for sale, and you will sell way more because you're giving them away. I know that seems counterintuitive, but it's because the fact that they're free to download and they engage with your list, they get emotional connection and trust that they'll go and buy all other 11. The whole point is you're leveraging things properly instead of, here's my book for sale, like a million other authors on Kindle. You're going outside the box saying, you guys go ahead and make your 99 cents. I'm going to build a list, I'm going to build a relationship, and I'm going to sell all 12 of these books.
So people can just wait around until the other ones come for free.
No, because I just show up to Kindle and I just typed in that niche and I see your material. I might have bumped into book 5. I don't know which one I'm bumping into because I don't know you, right? I'm just showing up and I go in and download it.
Right.
Then I learn when I submit, and inside that first page where the link is to go get a freebie or additional chapters, in that same first page, you show links to all the other books. So they see there's a series here. And series statistically in Kindle sell better than single items. Because as soon as someone knows there's at least two other things, the likelihood of them buying them all is extremely high. So when you have 12... Mm-hmm. Especially if people are into what you do. And when you form the relationship, they're more likely to remain interested. So I hope that's helpful.
I just want to make a comment, too, just to clarify. That program is Kindle Select, which is a little bit different from KDP, which is Kindle Direct. And Kindle Select is exclusive. So you can't have your books anywhere else when you're doing Kindle Select, but they do allow you to do free. So I just wanted to put that in just to unconfuse anybody. But we can probably move on. Did you have another question, Suzanne?
No, that was great. I love the system now. I like it because it explains why people are putting up books for free on Kindle so much. Thanks.
Oh, no problem. Love it.
Yeah, it's good. Good stuff. Wade, let's talk a little bit about authors in general and what we can do. Can you just say how can authors have certainty they're spending money the right way and ensure they don't waste money? Is there a way to just be able to weed things out a little more clearly?
Yeah, I know this is repetitive, but I'm glad you asked that again because it just asked in a different way. I'm going to say this back to my original conversation at the start of this call. A plan is everything. Even if you think, well, I don't really understand how to do a marketing plan, you do a little research on your target market, you'll get clearer on what message do I have to communicate to them. And then, once you know that, you can determine the mediums of where that target market might be. And it's easier to know where to spend money on. And what I said earlier, it's easier to know what to say no to. And that's critical, especially starting out. You want to know that you're spending your resources in the best possible way. So you may choose Kindle. It may be the place you go, for now, that's where I'm going to focus. Great. Or you pick something that's relevant to after you've done your target market. And then, you know, if I could leave one more thing with you, because I just happened to glance at the clock, and I think you guys are probably going to want to wind this up. So I'm going to say one more thing. What can an author do to really communicate with their market? And to me, I'll give you an example. Let's say I'm one trying to sell my book, and I just say, okay, here's my new book. I'm really excited. It just got published. It's released. You can buy it now for $9.95. Here's the title. Okay, I said that. Let's just say that's my approach, which is virtually everyone's. Or I told a story. And forgive me for this. I'm just doing this off the top of my head. I'm not saying this is great, but I'm going to illustrate a point. Okay, so I'll just start. Okay, the ditch was only a foot away from the left side of the car, but fortunately, it was only a flat tire, and we'd be on the road in 15 minutes. Yes, it did delay when we reached the lodge, but I wanted to bask in every possible minute there. But for some reason, it felt okay, even though I was so anxious to get there. It was something that he said just as the car slid toward the ditch and came to a hard stop that really got my attention. It really shocked me, and I, ... And I stop, and I go, click here to get the rest of the chapter. That's
cool.
That's very different than the first person and everyone else in the world. What you're doing is you're building a relationship with your market by enrolling them in the story. I'd close with one thing. You're an author. You tell stories. That's what you do. And you want people to buy your book because you love your story. You want them to love your story. Why don't authors use stories to sell their product? Like, hello. Right? So I would encourage that strategy heavily, especially in your emails, everything you do. Anyways, hopefully it's useful.
Very useful. Now, Suzanne, you want to make some announcements since we're running out of time here? We've got some happy and exciting things going on at Creative Caravan Club. Go ahead. Did we lose you? Hello?
What's that? Wendy?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you give Wade just one last chance to let people know where they can get in touch with him?
Yes. Can you do that, Wade?
Come on here.
Yes, as a matter of fact, the easiest way to be exposed to everything I'm about and what we're about is authorsuccessguild.com. That would be the easiest right now. And, of course, if anyone wants to talk to me personally, you can contact me at Wade, W-A-D-E, at authorsuccessguild.com.
Great. Well, thanks so much for being with us today. I'm real excited about marketing now. I love that, where authors tell stories, make telling stories part of your marketing plan. That sounds perfect. So thanks so much for being with us today, Wade. And I'll encourage people to check out the complete book marketing system.
Thank you for your time, everyone. Enjoy.
Thanks. Okay, Wendy, what did we want to tell people about before we end today?
Well, the time is kind of winding down to the deadline for our Sweet Summer Love, Sweet Romance short story contest. The deadline is actually March 10th. So, you know, if you can write 500 words a day or 1,000 words a day, you can have a short story, because the word count we're looking for in the contest is only 5,000 to 12,000 words. And we have a fabulous package of promotional and publishing prizes for the winners, and odds are very good of getting in the book. And because this is a project that we're doing ongoing, but the Sweet Summer Love book is going to come out first, and the details are at www.creativecaravanclub.com. All the submission guidelines are there. So, sweet romance writers, get out your laptop or whatever and start writing and get your submission in.
Yeah, I think this is a great chance for people who want to break in and launch their career as a sweet romance author, but maybe they haven't had a chance to really write a full-length novel. When you submit to our contest, if you're one of the winners, and like Wendy said, there's a good chance for, you know, people winning, because we're picking out some really good stories for this. And then part of the package that you win is you get your story published in here, and then you get all this promotion for the story, too. And just listening to Wade today, I'm already thinking of things that we can do additionally to what we've got here for the prize winners to help promote this book and to get, you know, more readers. So this is a great chance to get one of those 12 books while Wade is talking about to start promoting your career with. So we hope people will enter the contest. Just go to creativecaravanclub.com, and then you click on the submissions or submit at the top of the page, and you'll see the guidelines. And as Wendy said, you've got till March 10th, so write like the wind and get it in there. So I think we're about out of time, Wendy. Anything else you need to say to people before we go?
No, just to reiterate, get that story written, and it's going to be a fun project. And, you know, like I said, we've got more kind of in the works, and so it's a great opportunity for writers.
Great. Okay, well, thanks again to Wade Pierce for being with us today. Next week we're going to have Sweet Romance author Eileen Withers on with us, so be sure to come back, and we will see you all, or hear you all, you'll hear us, I guess, next Friday here at Creative Caravan Roadshow. So happy weekend, everybody. Bye, Wendy. Bye, Wade.
Bye. Bye.